This is For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters all around the globe, and welcome to another program for a better life here in IRIB English Radio. We will be talking about ethical issues, and I will be talking about anger. In the previous programs, we have been talking about the satanic, animalistic dimension of anger. Here I will touch a little bit upon the other dimension of anger, which is, we could call, a natural, humanistic anger, which is put there within us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anger is both merciful and satanic. In previous programs, as I said, we discussed this. Anger can bring man to such a state that his angelic face will be turned into the face of a predatory animal. The Quran says, indeed, the worst of beasts in the sight of Allah are the deaf and the dumb, those who understand not. The end of one who continues to walk the path of anger will be worse than a predatory animal. Today, we must make clear which part of anger is animalistic and which part is humane. If a person uses anger in the animalistic way, he will lose his angelic shape and turn into a predatory animal. Anger is when one's blood boils when confronted with a difficulty or with something unwanted. If one does not control himself, dear brothers and sisters, if one does not control himself in these situations, he will seek revenge. So the existence of anger is also a necessity put there within us, within our natural disposition, within our fitrah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's talk about that dimension a little bit. Man would not be able to live without anger. Anger must be used in a correct way. Man cannot live without anger or lust, what we call shahawat, but halal shahawat. Man must have lust in him, so he would go after food and marriage. Considering all the obstacles in life, how would man be able to live without anger? But if man uses his anger in the animalistic way, it will cause him to fall down from the state of humanity. Animalistic anger is an unlawful anger. It's unlawful rationally and religiously. Anger and revenge, whenever it is against the intellect or against a religious law within the Sharia, is animalistic. Anger must be used in the correct way. One must become angry when another person wants to oppress him. What is meant by this, dear brothers and sisters, is that he must not allow the other person to oppress him. Like the great Muslim Malcolm X, our dear brother Shaheed Malcolm X, rahmatullah alayhi, said, the one who accepts oppression deserves double oppression. I would give an example to make it clear. Suppose a person unintentionally hurt you. Suppose he fell on you. Suppose he made you or she made you bleed, like an example from the life of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, where this female who was a helper, a maid for the Imam Zainul Abidin, came to help the Imam with something. And she had a container in her hands. The container fell from her hands, fell right on the head of the Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, the adornment of the worshippers. And he started to bleed. And this maid said, and she recited a verse from the Quran. She said, and those who control their anger, the Imam answered back, I have controlled my anger.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Then she read the next section of the verse. And those who forgive the people, he continued, Wallahi, I have also forgiven you. Then she read the rest of the verse, and Allah loves the virtuous, the good doers. And he, alayhi salam, continued, I also free you. You are no longer my maid. I free you. You are free to go. Act in opposition to your nafs is a technical tool, dear brothers and sisters. When your ego is taking over, act in the opposite of your nafs. Your nafs wants to respond. Your nafs wants to respond, but you act in opposition to it. And when you practice this technique over and over again, you will ultimately kill that satanic anger. Do not get angry from false reports either. Sometimes a child accidentally breaks a dish, for those of you who have a child, and the mother or the father gets angry. Sometimes they even hit the child. This is a mistake. The child was playing. He or she did not want to break any dish. These are examples, dear brothers and sisters, from our daily life, of the principle, do not get angry when the other person did something unintentionally. If one gets angry, it is anger without reason. Most of the time when people get angry, it is without reason. There are some people who get angry with someone after hearing something about him from another person. That person X who comes with such a report is actually the bearer of not good news, but the bearer of fire. He's kindling the fire within that person. But most of the time, these stories are false. These reports are false. So be cautious. Do not be angry for false reports that reach you, that someone has said this and that about you. Acting in opposition to expectations causes unwarranted anger. And this is another reason. And this is another reason that people become angry in the wrong way. When the others act in opposition to their expectations. You expected something from someone to do something for you because you have done this and that maybe for that person. So those expectations come forth within you. But that person says, no, I won't do that. I won't do this action. For example, suppose a person expects his friend to give him a loan of $100, of 100 euros. When he asks his friend refuses and does not give him the money. Here, the person gets angry at his friend, and his anger remains in his heart. This is dangerous. It has been related that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told his followers not to ask people for things unless it is necessary. The reason for this is clear. When one asks for something and does not get it, he becomes upset. So mentally, prepare yourself, dear brothers and sisters. Prepare yourself mentally, psychologically. When you want to ask someone for something, for a favor, prepare yourself for a no and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show submission and put your trust in Allah. Then that anger will not come forth. Think positively of the person who did not give whatever was asked for. Maybe he did not have what was asked for. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you, dear brothers and sisters. And please join us in future programs for a better life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. All I need.
Your love is all I need.